Yeah, so we've got a really active system across the area right now. So there's a lot of lift with this system in tandem with a lot of moisture as well, which is why we're really concerned with the activity potentially producing pretty heavy rainfall rates. We're already seeing this right now across south central Iowa this morning, and we're expecting this threat to slowly work its way east today. So we got a lot of factors that are not working in our favor here. We got the slow speed of this system, which is going to make showers and storms relatively pretty slow moving overall, which is going to allow for all that moisture to just kind of get wrung out from the atmosphere. So we're really concerned with some potential for some showers and storms to produce those heavier rainfall rates. We are seeing some model forecasts with pockets of maybe 2 to 4 inches of rain. It's very, very, it's also going to be very, very isolated and very localized as well. So one location may not see much of anything, but you go a couple miles down the road, they may see some pretty heavy rainfall amounts.
And then in terms of this active weather pattern looks like it's going to stay in play for much of the week. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. There will be more dry periods than wet periods per se. Right now, today looks to be the wettest day of the week. Looks like Thursday we got another chance of some showers and storms across the area, but conditions are turning a little bit more dry here as we head towards Memorial Day weekend.
And then as far as the temperature pattern, is it going to be more seasonable or what can we expect?
Yeah, so right now we're looking at generally temperatures in the 70s, warming up here and back into the 80s here just come next week.